USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defending the president's tweet, National Security Council Director John Kirby doubled down on President Biden's tweet calling on gas stations to lower their prices at the pump.
If everybody cooperates on this, we can bring the price down at least by about a dollar a gallon. So he's working very, very hard to do this because he knows the impact that high gas prices have on the American household.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the average gas station, after all is said and done, makes about 2 cents per gallon in profit. According to AAA, the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.81 a gallon. Last year on July 3rd, it was $3.13 a gallon. Inflation continuing to hit the grocery store. If you're having a July 4th cookout, ground beef is up 16%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Officials are urging people to use caution and warning about the dangers of fireworks this 4th of July. A Chicago Fire Department official saying accidents can happen to anyone.
I've seen children lose fingers. I've seen adults lose their heads. The sad reality is that all fireworks are dangerous.
Doctors say fireworks injuries are a 100% preventable epidemic. To stay safe, the American Red Cross recommends keeping water nearby in case of a fire, wearing eye protection, and never trying to relight a dud. The head of the U.S. Supreme Court police is asking state officials in Maryland and Virginia to enforce local laws prohibiting protests outside justices' homes. Gail Curley sending letters to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Montgomery County Executive Mark Ehrlich on Friday to make the request. So far, no response from the governor or the county executive. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A Trump administration immigration program known as a Remain in Mexico policy is now being phased out by the Biden administration following a recent Supreme Court decision. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares tells Fox News that it allows the federal government to continue to encourage illegal immigrants to cross the border.
At the end, it's the laws for the American people. It's another tool that's been taken away for law enforcement, for Border Patrol agents, in trying to help mitigate and slow down this mass flow of immigrants that are coming across our border, but now it's been completely taken away.
The largest comet ever seen is making its way through our solar system.
A large comet, after a multi-million-year journey towards our sun, has entered the inner part of our solar system and is due to make its closest pass to the Earth this month. Scientists have known about comet C-2017-K2 for several years. The comet, roughly 12 miles in diameter, will make its closest pass to Earth on July 14th, though the comet will still be further away from us than Mars. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden will visit Ohio on Wednesday. White House officials confirming the president will be in Cleveland to discuss his economic agenda. This as Americans deal with record high gas prices and inflation setting a 40-year high. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.